politics, libertarian rants. Not necessarily those, and not necessarily in that order. Have you guys seen the meme of Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny on either side of this poster? And they're ripping that poster down and it says, Ukraine COVID, Ukraine COVID, Ukraine COVID, Ukraine COVID, Ukraine COVID. Which one am I looking at now? You know, I find it really funny that the mainstream media, after lying for us for the last 2 years about COVID, I mean, I said this long, long time ago, is that if you look at the COVID numbers, it is amazingly survivable, this thing. It's even better than the flu. There's less chance of anybody dying from this thing unless they have a comorbidity. In fact, when they came out with the actual numbers of people who died of COVID only, it was a small fraction of the people who supposedly died from COVID. Most people died from a comorbidity. Most people died from actually going into the hospital with COVID and being treated inappropriately. But I digress. So this media, which has been telling us this for the last year, they've been telling us the 2020 election wasn't a fraud. They've been telling us that Hunter Biden's laptop isn't Hunter Biden's laptop. They've been telling us that COVID is the worst thing ever, that people have been dying in the streets from COVID. And now they're telling us, watch what happens in the Ukraine, fight for the Ukraine, fight with the Ukraine. Come on, people. How can you expect us to believe you after you've been feeding us the horse shit you've been feeding us for the last 2 years? We're not going to believe you. We're not going to listen to you. We don't care what you have to say because we know you're full of shit. Unfortunately, it's gone to the point now where we have to question everything. We cannot say that this source or that source or this source or that source or any source whatsoever, whether it's from the mainstream media or from the alternative media, for any media at all, is full of anything but lies. Where is the truth? We're never going to get to the truth nowadays. That's why it's almost, maybe it's a good time to step back. Maybe it's a good time to step back and say, listen, everything you see could be true. Everything you see could be a lie. We have no idea whether it's one way or another. We used to be able to say, well, maybe when we get people actually out there and actually seeing events, actual citizen journalists seeing things and putting it up on the internet and showing us the reality of the things on the ground. But we can't even get to see that. The problem is that we have these intermediaries between us and the truth. And the intermediaries, Google, Fox News, MSM, alternative news, they all decide what they want to show us. We never get the raw, unvarnished, unfiltered truth. If we ever got the raw, unvarnished, unfiltered truth, then I bet you we'd be hella surprised. That's it for me for today. See you next time, and until then, don't forget to think differently.